Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, that song has just been in my spirit, hallelujah. I've just been thinking about how grateful I am just to be in the presence of God, just to be in the situation where God has placed me to worship and fellowship and just be in front of his people. I'm just so grateful that he just chose me. I'm just grateful that I woke up this morning, just grateful just to be breathing, just to have a relationship with God. I tell you, there's just so many things that we should be grateful for, my children, grandchildren. I mean, just life itself. Hallelujah. Yes, times get hard. Yes, things get rough. Hallelujah. But I'm grateful. Hallelujah. May not be where I want to be, that I'm surely not where I used to be. God, I'm grateful today. Hallelujah, because you shed your blood on Calvary just for a wretch like me. And I thank you, God. I'm grateful today. Hallelujah. I mean, we should all just be grateful just because I know that we are all grateful. I know everybody that's on this line is grateful, because if you wasn't grateful, you would not be on this line seeking something from God. Hallelujah. So I'm giving it up to God today for just gratefulness, just for being so wonderful, just for being so strategic. Hallelujah. Even in the tough lessons of life, hallelujah, he's still God. Hallelujah. He's still loving. He's still long-suffering. He's still kind. Hallelujah. He's still amazing. He's still magnificent. Hallelujah. So I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hallelujah. I just thank God, and I welcome you to MCI Blog Talk Radio Weekly Word Workout with Lady T. Hallelujah. I am your host tonight, Lady T, and I just thank God for you. I'm grateful for you, and you as well. Hallelujah. Just to take your time out to come on and sit with us and get some of the food that we're serving tonight. Hallelujah. I tell you, and tonight is not the only night you can get served. Hallelujah. I mean, we have Monday night with Pastor McNeil, hallelujah, at 6 p.m. We have Tuesday night with Bishop Butler at Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m. Wednesday, yours truly, myself, at 6 p.m. You got Friday, you have Pastor McNeil coming on again. Hallelujah. Giving out more word at 6 p.m. Then we have the wonderful and mighty woman of God. I tell you, that word that comes on that Sunday morning worship, awesome, powerful word at 9 a.m. with Apostle McNeil. Come, everybody. Come in. Get a feast. Come and get some of this word. Come feast on this word. I'm telling you, people of God, there's a lot of word out there, and this is the time to receive it. Hallelujah. I just give honor to Apostle McNeil and Pastor McNeil today for making this even possible, to be on this airway, to spread this word of God to his people. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, people of God, we're going to get into the word today, or tonight rather, and just see what God has for us and what he's saying to us. If you have your Bibles in front of you, or your iPads, or, you know, whatever device that you may use, if you would turn with me to Matthew 25. Hallelujah. Again, that's Matthew chapter 25. And we would start at verse number 1. Again, Matthew 25, verse number 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trim their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Let's bow our head for some prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this is your humble servant coming before you again, Father God, just asking you, Lord, for nothing, but thanking you for everything. Father God, thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your love, your mercy. Father God, we thank that you allow us to come on this line today and meet and give your word. Father God, I ask you to hide me behind the shadows of your cross. Father God, no fears, hallelujah, no anxiety, no nervousness, nothing but the rising of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I ask that this word just come through two ways, precise and right. And all that is given, Father God, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. As we look back on this cluster of scripture, hallelujah, it brings me back to the time that we're in right now. Hallelujah. We're in a time where we all know as Christians that God will be coming soon. We know that Jesus, he's coming back. We know that we don't know the hour, we don't know the day, hallelujah, but we know the season. And we don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, if it's going to be 20 years from now, but we do know one thing, that he is coming back. That's why we should live every day as if it is our last day, and Christ will be coming back on that day. We should not take for granted that tomorrow is promised to us. I have a question I want to ask us as Christians today, hallelujah, that if you had 3 weeks left and you knew that Christ was about to come back within that 3 weeks, what would you change? As Christians, we should be saying nothing. Because we should be living the life in which it wouldn't matter if he came in the next second or if he came in the next 20 years. Our lives should demonstrate what Christ is, and we should be ready at all times. So people of God, as we look into this text, I want you to consider my subject for tonight, which is, ready or not, here I come. Hallelujah. Again, I just want you to consider this text, consider this subtitle, this title, I'm sorry, through this entire text as we're going through piece by piece of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Line by line, precept by precept. Ready or not, here I come. Now, in this cluster of Scripture, verse 1 tells us, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. People of God, we have to understand that everybody in this walk started at the same place. And that place is receiving salvation. Everybody started at the same place of receiving salvation. We were all clean, regardless of where you were in life, how much money you had or how many drugs you may have done or how much alcohol you may have consumed or how much cursing you did out of your mouth or how much clubbing you have done, whatever sin that you were in, we were all like virgins, cleansed when we came to God. God is saying to the church, you and I are his bride. We, body of Christ, are the bride of God. Now, verse 2 goes on to tell us, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. Now, we're talking about the bride of Christ. We're talking about the church of Christ. What makes you wise or what makes you foolish is what you do after your salvation. Now, the parable lets us know that we have some Christians that are wise, and we have some Christians that are foolish in the church. The wise Christians are sincere with their walk with God. And the foolish are hypocrites and believe that there is always a tomorrow. You have thousands of people claiming to love God, claiming to be righteous, claiming to be holy, claiming to be dedicated, claiming to trust God, claiming to believe God, but based on the parable, only half has truly prepared themselves for God. The Bible goes on to say in verse 3, they were foolish that they were, they that were foolish, hallelujah, took their lamp and took no oil. Okay, so verse 3 is telling us that the foolish have, hallelujah, they took their lamp, but they took no oil. See, what we have to understand, people of God, is that your oil is something that you accumulate after your salvation. So they had a lamp, but they had no oil in their lamp. Now, your oil is something that you accumulate after salvation. See, they were foolish. They didn't consecrate themselves unto God. They didn't live holy. They didn't repent and turn around from their sins. They didn't seek God's face for real. They didn't stand through trials and tribulations. They didn't seek a relationship with God. See, people of God, that's how you accumulate your oil. See, we have to understand that oil doesn't come from when you become saved, that you just kind of sit there or either still live in the same lifestyle that you have lived before salvation, thinking that you have tomorrow to completely change over everything in your life or completely do what you have been called to do. See, when you are foolish, you're putting off tomorrow what needs to be done today. See, you didn't have time to sanctify yourself or to consecrate yourself. You didn't have time to repent or turn around from your sins for real. See, you didn't have time to seek the face of God and see exactly what he was saying in your life. See, you didn't stand through your trials and tribulations. You bit through them. Hallelujah. See, you didn't seek a relationship with God. See, when you, it seems that you have to do after salvation, people of God, that accumulates your oil. It's things that you have to do after salvation, hallelujah, that causes your oil to flow. See, in verse 4, it tells us, it says, but the wise, see, they took oil in their vessels, their lamps. See, the wise people of God, they took oil in their lamp. See, they knew how sacred the oil is. They understood the cost of their oil. See, the lifetime of suffering for God, the trials and tribulations, and still trust God, falling and getting back up. People of God being misunderstood and lied on, friends turning their back, enduring the things that seems to be impossible. See, the wise kept replenishing their oil by pressing towards the mark of the Most High God. See, by looking into the hills from which their help comes from, they understood that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, my God, joy comes in the morning. See, they understood that nothing could separate them from the love of God. They understood, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, because the more I trust him, the more oil I accumulate, the more I am obedient.
obedient, the more oil I accumulate, the more I worship, the more oil I accumulate, the more I praise, the more oil I accumulate, the more I seek, the more oil I accumulate, the more I pray, the more oil I accumulate. People of God is trying to accumulate some oil. Time to accumulate some oil. See, we can't let our oil run out because we're lazy. We can't let our oil run out or not accumulate because we're procrastinating. We can't let our oil run out because we believe tomorrow is promised. I was listening to the man of God, my husband, on Tuesday, and you know, we have to understand that, you know, we have to let go and let God, because when you let go and let God, your oil will flow, your oil will accumulate, your oil will begin to rise. Hallelujah, because in every direction, you're letting God lead and guide your life. Hallelujah. You're looking for God to do something. You're looking for your purpose. You're seeking him in all your ways. See, we should be seeking him, and we should live every day like it's our last day as Christians, because we have to accumulate our oil. It's so important, people of God, that we understand the parable. We understand what Jesus is saying here. We have to understand, people of God, that he's coming. Hallelujah. He's definitely coming back for his bride without a spot, or his church without a spot or a wrinkle. People of God, he is coming, and we have to understand in the process of us waiting for his return. We can't sit back and pull our thumbs, or we cannot act like we're saved on Sundays, but do whatever we want to do all the rest of the days. Hallelujah. We can't act like that we have tomorrow to get our lives in order to line up with the word of God. And I'm not saying that you won't fall down. I'm not saying that things won't happen. I'm not saying that you may not feel discouraged. But what I am saying is that if you keep getting up, if you keep serving God, if you keep seeking God, if you keep praising God and keep praying to God, hallelujah, regardless of what to go through, your oil will accumulate. It will rise. Hallelujah. You will have what you need to get what you need to get from God, and you will be ready when that time comes. It's too many of us Christians, hallelujah, that's laying on the side of the foolish versions, and yet we don't want to admit to ourselves that we're lazy and that we're not doing what we should be doing before God. We're not doing the things that we should be doing to accumulate our oil. Hallelujah. We're not doing the things that we should be doing so that we can grow in God. Hallelujah. The fullness thereof. We need to understand, hallelujah, that there is guidelines to this lifestyle. Hallelujah. I heard a woman of God that said heaven is members only. Hallelujah. I like that, because there's certain things or certain guidelines that you have to follow to meet, hallelujah, the members only status. People of God, what I'm trying to say to you is that ready or not, here he comes. Verse 5 lets us know that while the bridegroom tarried, all slumbered and slept. See, people of God, while Jesus was waiting, he allowed you to rest. It's all right to rest if you're resting in God. If you got oil and you're resting in God, it's okay to rest. But see, it's something about knowing when you're all right with God. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 3:24, when thy life's down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, shall lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Having oil causes sweet sleep, people of God. Hallelujah. See, when your oil is where it should be, when you're in God's face, you have this certain peace of mind. Hallelujah. See, God said in his word. Hallelujah. If we trust in him with all our heart and lean out on our own understanding. Hallelujah. But acknowledge him in all our ways. He'll direct our path. See, that's that peace of mind. Hallelujah. Not leaning on yourself, not thinking about what you got to do, but hallelujah, seeking God in everything you do. Acknowledging him in all your ways so that he can direct your path, so that he can give you that peace of mind, so that he can give you that sweet sleep, so that he can keep that oil accumulating. Hallelujah. But if you don't have oil, you better work while it's day. Because midnight coming, and no man can work. Hallelujah. Verse 6 tells us, and at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. People of God, midnight is the darkest hour. If you ever notice that at midnight, the clock points up for God. It points upwards when it strikes midnight. See, midnight is the sign of a new day. So we have to use our midnight right now, people of God. See, God would move at 11:59 on your situation. See, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But when you, hallelujah, when your last, when do you know? God, I thank you. When do you know it's your last midnight? How do you know that morning cometh? See, people, God, we need to act like every night is our midnight. Don't keep trusting and putting off tomorrow. Hallelujah, because at midnight the cry was made. See, fill your oil now. Praise him now. Worship him now. Glorify and honor him now. Hold on now. Go through now. Press on now. Build your oil. Accumulate your oil now. Your oil is too precious not to keep it full. Your life must never go out or dim. Hallelujah. It says that he said, behold, which means to observe, to look. See, if you don't have oil, if you don't have oil, then your light is out or dim. See, midnight is the darkest hour, people of God. Hear me. Hear me, people of God. Okay. Midnight is the darkest hour. It would be too dark for you to see. It says, and at midnight there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. See, if it's midnight and you go out to meet him, you can't see because it's the darkest hour. Hallelujah. But he will see you. Because he is light. So you can't go out to meet him because the Bible says in John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehends it not. So if you're still in darkness, if you're still in this place where you haven't accumulated your oil, where you're still in a place where you haven't seek God or even been in his face and trying to get understanding and understanding who you are and who he is to you, hallelujah, then you're still in a dark place, and so many of us are in darkness and just don't understand, hallelujah, just because we wave our hands every Sunday, we stomp our feet, hallelujah, or just because, hallelujah, we're in church and we go to church conferences and things like that, and we praise God, hallelujah, we're still in darkness. Our lamps are low. Our oil is low. Hallelujah. If we had everybody who claimed themselves to be Christians on their face praying, seeking God's face and worshiping and just praising God, do you understand what would happen in this world? What would happen, hallelujah, if my people, hallelujah, who are called by my name would humble themselves? Hallelujah. You understand that that's how you know the oil in our Christians are lowest, because it's not anything that's happening phenomenally out here. You got thousands of churches, hallelujah, and yet we have to even have an Azusa movement. You got all these people that's coming together that has a spirit. God living in them. And hallelujah, we have yet to see a movement that will blow the world's mind. Hallelujah. See, if our lamps are full and we have unity, hallelujah. Thank you, God. I see verse 7 says, then all those virgins arose. It says all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. When they trimmed their lamps, it drew the oil up from the, when you trim your lamp, it draws the oil up from the storage reservoir so that the flame would be clean and bright. In other words, the wise virgins arose and started praising and worship God. Hallelujah. They called out his name, saying, Jesus, my wonderful counselor, my mighty God, my everlasting Father, my Prince of Peace, my King of Kings, and my Lord of Lords. I love you, and I need you, and I magnify you, and I glorify your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're worthy, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for calling us. We thank you for coming back for us. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. See, when they were trimming their lamps, they were giving God praises. They were thanking him for who he is and what he's done and how he's moved. Hallelujah. See, when you trim your lamp, that's when your light brights the most. That's when your light shines the most. Hallelujah. That's when you know you've been in your closet prayer. You've been seeking God's face. You've been doing the things of God. See, but the five foolish realize. They realize that their flames were dim and smoky because they had no oil. They realized that when they turned dim in darkness, people of God, because they kept putting off tomorrow what needs to be done today, they kept procrastinating. Okay, well, I'm not going to read my Bible. I'll just start it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Well, you know what? I was going to get up and pray this morning and start doing my 6 o'clock prayers. And but you know what? I'll just start tomorrow. It's okay. I got tomorrow to start this. You know, whatever, man. I was going to start my, but I'm going to start going on MCI every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. You know what? I miss this week. See, that's procrastination. We keep putting off God's things, hallelujah, for the world. Because you ain't putting off reading your Bible because you want to do something else spiritual. No, because you probably want to watch TV. Whatever, or you're not putting off praying because you can't get up. It's just that you're too tired to get up. But it's called sacrifice. It's called accumulating your oil. It's called stop putting God off. Stop putting him on the back burner, because I'm telling you, he's coming back. And your oil, hallelujah, you better hope your oil is full. You better hope that your lamp has something in it. Hallelujah. Because then I'm telling you, when you trim your lamp, when you look at yourself, see how much oil you have accumulated. See where your life is. And ask yourself the question, ready or not? Here he comes. Am I ready? Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, give us your oil. These foolish virgins said to the wise virgins, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. See, people of God, you can't ask man for what God gives. You can't get this oil from a Bishop Butler or a Lady T, Juanita Bynum, Apostle McNeil, Pastor McNeil, T.D. Jakes, Osteen, George Miles. This oil, your life. You can't just go and say, well, let me get your praise. Let me get your worship. Hallelujah. That won't work for your oil. Hallelujah. You got to sacrifice for your oil. So verse 9 goes on to tell us that the wise answered and say, not so, lest it be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and by yourself. In other words, not in a lifetime. It ain't happening. Sorry, boo. See, your oil costs too much. See, you don't know what it took to get this oil. Hallelujah. See, I'm not a stingy person. You can have the shirt off my back, but my oil is too valuable. It costs me too much. See, that all-night tear, the endless attacks, the consecration, the faithfulness, the humbleness, the lying before God, the laying there before God, the laying before God. You wouldn't even understand the cost of the oil that's in my alabaster box. I can't afford to give it to you. Hallelujah. I can't give it to you. You got to work for this oil. I can't give you my praise, my worship. Hallelujah. It's something that you develop when you get a relationship with God. I can't tell you to stick five stickers or scriptures on your refrigerator and read them every day and that's how it works. No, because that may work for me, but it may not work for you. I can't tell you how to get your oil, and I can't give you mine. Hallelujah. Your oil costs too much. Your oil is priceless. You can't even put a price on what it took for you to get your lamp full, to get your oil just flowing in a direction that you needed to go. You know, you can't share your oil. You have to earn your oil. You got to stay in God's face. People go, am I saying that you got to have your Bible and your side 24/7? Absolutely not. Am I saying that you won't hiccup? I don't know if you will or you won't, but what I am saying is that nothing beats a failure but a try. You can't keep procrastinating this life because Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. And I know people, we've been saying this for years and years and years to come. But ready or not, here he comes. Hallelujah. Verse 10 goes on to say, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him to the marriage. Ooh, and the door, and the door was shut. See, my God. See, what they said is that, okay, it says, and while they went to buy, see, I can't give you my oil, so you got to go get your own. So while they was out there playing church, being religious, doing protocol, Jesus came and collected those that were ready. Once he collected all of his children, the door was shut. So people got time out for playing church. It doesn't make sense to play church because while you playing church, Jesus is coming. He's tarrying right now. He's waiting, giving time to rest. Hallelujah, but he is coming. So you can't play church to accumulate your oil. Hallelujah, you have to be the church. Hallelujah, you can't do religion. You got to do relationship. Hallelujah, you can't do protocol. You got to do belief. Hallelujah. We got to understand, people of God, that it's time out for us playing church and wanting to be Christians when we're around people and wanting to feel the Holy Spirit but not yet seeking. Hallelujah. We want God to use us. Hallelujah. We're saying, use me, God. Use me, God. But when God do use us, we can't even identify with what he's doing. Hallelujah. We all said, oh, no, that wasn't God. No, God wouldn't have told me to do that. Hallelujah. But see, we have to understand that being your oil, being obedient is a part of accumulating your oil. Obedience is that the Bible says, meditate in my word day and night. Hallelujah. See, it's things that you have to do to accumulate your oil. Look unto the hills from which your help come from. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. See, these are ways to accumulate your oil, people. You have to get in line with God's word and get in line with what God has for you and understand, hallelujah, that once the door is shut, the door is shut. Hallelujah. So it's time out for playing church. See, while you playing church, while you being religious, while you doing the protocol, Jesus is coming. And guess what? You're not ready. So he's going to collect the ones that are ready. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Spirit of God. Verse 11 says, afterwards came also the virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Afterwards. So that means afterwards means after an event has happened. So after the door has shut, the other versions, the foolish versions, tried to come in. But they were a day late and a dollar short. Once Jesus comes, there is no getting it right. It's too late to call on him. It's too late to worship him. The time is now. Ready or not, here he comes. It's time to get right now. It's time to surrender now. It's time to give and be saved for real now. It's time to give your final and true yes now. See, we keep trying to put off tomorrow what needs to be done today. See, tomorrow is not promised to us, champion. We have to do what we have to do right now, hallelujah, to get out or accumulate, to get out or throwing, to know that we're in the right place with God, to know that when he does come, hallelujah, I'm ready to be received. I won't have a door shut on me because I was playing church, or I won't have a door shut because I want to be too religious, and I want to have a door shut because I'm following what they call protocol. Hallelujah. See, I gotta get that all accumulated. I gotta keep pressing for the God that I serve. I gotta keep pressing for that mark. I gotta keep pressing for where he would have me to go. I gotta keep pressing into what God would have me to do, because I can't afford that my oil should run low. I can't afford that my light should run dim. Hallelujah. God said I would never leave nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He says great is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. So sometimes we gotta reach deep in to the one that's within us. Hallelujah. To ask him to help us to understand how to accumulate our oil. Understand how to praise God for real. Understand how to have a real salvation and a real relationship with God. See, sometimes we gotta reach deep within and use the resources that God has given us. Hallelujah. He taught us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So there's no reason that we have to sit back and procrastinate or don't want to move forward because we're afraid of this and we can't put down that. Hallelujah. God said you can't get good and come to him. You gotta come to him to get good. And that's how your oil starts to accumulate. The first thing it starts with your salvation. See, once you accept God for who he is and you know that Jesus died on the cross and that you're a sinner and you need to be saved, and without him, you're lost. Hallelujah. And from that point, people of God, you start accumulating your oil. You start reading your Bible. You start going to church. You start praying. You start seeking his face. You start looking unto him for your help. You start doing the things of God. You start making your way through the hard times. Hallelujah, knowing that he'll never leave nor forsake you, knowing that he's right there by your side. Hallelujah, you start seeing those footsteps in the sand where he was carrying you. Hallelujah, I'm seeing there's going to be some times and some tribulations. It's going to feel like that oil is hard to press. It's going to feel like that oil is hard to come out. Hallelujah, but you know that God is right there, and he's walking with you. Hallelujah, he said nothing could separate him from the love that he has for us. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it seems like, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Keep accumulating your oil. Know that greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Keep accumulating your oil. Know that God before you, then who could be against you? Keep accumulating your oil, knowing that you got to praise God through everything that you do. Keep accumulating your oil, knowing that you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Keep accumulating your oil. You got to keep moving forward in God, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how many hits you take. You got to keep accumulating your oil. See, Satan is using a strategy, a tactic, hallelujah, that's trying to get us to get slowful. Hallelujah. See, we taking these hits from Satan. Hallelujah. And he thinking that he done knocked us out or knocked us down. But see, what he don't understand is that we're champions in Christ. Hallelujah. So we know how to take a hit and get back up. Hallelujah. We know how to throw a punch back. What do you understand? All these daggers that he's trying to throw at us is, hallelujah, just preparing us for this fight that we have, because we got our armor on. We got the full armor of God on. So we say, bring it on, Satan. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to keep accumulating my oil. I'm going to keep walking for my Father. I don't care how many weapons you try to throw. I don't care how many targets or dots you try to throw. But none of those weapons are going to even, they may form, but they will not come against me. They will not cause me to stumble. They will not cause me to fall. They will not cause my oil to stop or my light to dim. Hallelujah. I'm going to move forward in this thing with God. I'm going to move forward in my lifestyle. I'm going to move forward in my praise. I'm going to move forward in everything that God has for me. Oh, devil, you can't take this from me. This belongs to me. Hallelujah. And God says what he has for me is for me, and no one can take it away, including you, God. I include you, Satan. And I'm going to keep accumulating my oil. I'm going to keep moving forward in God. I'm going to keep doing the things of God. Eden. He's trying to get your light dim. He's trying to steal your way. He's trying to get you complacent. He's trying to make it seem like it's okay, or make it seem that it's okay to put off tomorrow what you need to do today. Hallelujah. Verse 12 tells us, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Verse 12 says, but he answered. See, he answered to the foolish virgins, to the people that want to play this church like it's a game, or like it's a lifestyle, like it's a fad. God is real, people of God. He's a real and he's a just God. Hallelujah. He will not be mocked. Hallelujah. He's a long-suffering God. God, I tell you, he's a mighty God. If we would even get the things that we would just do as punishment, we wouldn't even be able to stand it. He's a mighty and awesome God. Verse 12 says again, but he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. The Bible says in Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in that name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. See, that's the door being shut. Hallelujah. People of God, you don't want it. You don't want that door shut on you. Hallelujah. If this lifestyle is real, what we're doing for God is real. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, this, you're either with it or you're not. And I'm telling you, people of God, we and I'm not saying that, okay, this is just, you got to be this stiff-necked person and this. I'm saying that God is saying, come now. Come now. God ain't looking for when you come, how far you've gotten. He's looking for the fact that you are trying to get where you need to be. Your oil is accumulated trying to get where you need to be, trying to be who God has called you to be. Hallelujah. Verse 13 goes on to say, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Ready or not, here he comes. Are you ready? Are you ready, people of God? Because ready or not, here he comes. He will come like a thief in the night. Be ye ready at all times. God is saying, stay in his state. Repent and turn away from your sins. For God I live and for God I die. He is seeking his holy nation, his royal priesthood. He is seeking his people that believe in the blood. Be holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. People of God, we have to understand that we don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know when that sound is going to come out of the sky. We don't know when he's going to make his presence known. But what we do know is that he is coming. And what we do know is that when he do come, hallelujah, we have to be ready. It's no more time out for procrastination, time out for putting off tomorrow what needs to be done today. Hallelujah. God is saying the time is now. He said the time to get right is right now. The time to seek his face is right now. The time to worship and lay before him is right now. Time out for putting it off. He said, because tomorrow is not promised to us. Hallelujah. Even if he don't crack the sky, it does not mean that you'll wake up to tomorrow. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that God's grace is what gets us up in the morning. God's grace is what keeps us moving on our way. God's grace is what keeps everything in line in our life. Well, we have to understand that tomorrow is not a promise. Hallelujah. God may decide that you don't wake up tomorrow morning, or that something happens, freak accident, and tomorrow is not completely promised. People of God, today is today just to start your process Start accumulating your oil. Start getting in God's face. Start coming on the line getting some word. If you ain't coming on this line, find some line where you can get the word of God. I'm telling you, people of God, this oil is time to be accumulated. It's time out for playing church. We've been playing church too long. We've been doing this too long. Hallelujah, and it's still in the same position. Hallelujah, it's time to accumulate that oil. It's time to get God right, to get in his faith, to do what's right. It's time to give that final and that yes. Hallelujah, unto God, that surrendering all unto God, to let God know that, God, I'm here. I want to be used. Use me, Lord, in any capacity. I am your servant. I'm here for you. I want my oil. I want to accumulate. I want to do the right thing. I want to be called up when you come. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm ready. Because ready or not, people of God, ready or not, become. Thank you, people of God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for this word that you have brought forth today. Father God, I just thank you. And Father, I pray that the spirit of the spirits of your people to know that tomorrow's not promised. You're calling your people right now to do what you have called them to do. You're calling your holy nation, your royal priesthood. You're calling everybody to come into alignment with what you're having them to do, Father God. You're building your army. Hallelujah. And you need your people to be accumulating their oil. Get them to understand, hallelujah, that you need this worship to go forward. You need these praises to go forward. You need these sacrifices to go forward. Hallelujah, God. And I thank you for that word that you brought forth today, Father God. I hope it's pleasing unto you, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit continue to reign in the lives of the people that are on this line. Give them an understanding on who they are. And more importantly, God, whose they are. Father God, I just thank you right now for releasing some things to people that's on this line, releasing some understanding how to build their oil and what they need to do to get in the place with you, Father God. We know that we're not claiming perfection because Jesus was the only perfect one. Hallelujah. But God, we're walking towards you. We're walking towards perfection. And we know that when you do come, that's when we will put on perfection. But until then, Father God, we're going to do everything that we can to be who you have called us to be, to walk the way you have called us to walk, and to do what you have called us to do. Father God, and in all that we do, Father, we'll be also careful to give you all the honor, praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Hallelujah. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, people of God, for coming on tonight with this word. And I praise God for you. And God has a blessing because we know that each and every person is grateful. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or correspondence or anything that you want specifically taught or talked about, send an email, www.orkout.ladyt@gmail.com. I'm sorry, people of God. That's www.orkout.ladyt@gmail.com. Hallelujah. And if you feel like you want to sow a seed into the ministry of God that's put on your heart and you want to bless the ministry or blessings, please send that. It's $ Thelma Monroe. Hallelujah. God, I'm telling you, when you sow seeds, God definitely sows them on back to you 10, 20, 50 times fold. So if you want to sow in or bless the ministry, please send it through Cash App. Be a blessing, because I tell you, we want to be a blessing unto you. So until we meet again, people of God, I love you. And always remember, if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Have a great day.